tuned in to the Devil's Mic with your hosts, Johnny Zex, Moses Chestnut, and Gabe Walker.
The intro go off, though. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Devil's Mic. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy... What else is there?
Eid. I think Eid is around this time of year, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's like the Islamic holiday.
Oh, it is?
It's like a two-part holiday. There's like one like at this time of year, and there's another one another time of year.
Dang, so they get two Christmases?
It's not...
Must be nice. Nah, just kidding. But no, happy holidays if you don't celebrate Christmas or anything. It's just another day. But, so this your host with the most. I don't know if y'all noticed, but I changed. I'm not Johnny Zex anymore. So, yeah, I'm using my real name. I'm using my real name, so.
Okay, I mean, that makes sense from a publicity standpoint. So if people want to reach out to you, they just go...
Facebook. Exactly.
Yeah. No,
boom.
That makes sense.
So I figured it's bit more beneficial that way. So this your host, Johnny Zapata, and I'm here with...
God, you're so mixed.
I'm sorry. Gabe Walker.
And still your boy, Moses Chestnut.
Ooh, he's still Moses Chestnut.
He's calling Moses or Danny. Or Danny, hey fat guy over there. That works too.
Come on, man.
You're not fat.
Don't be mean.
Chubby. Cute chubby guy sitting over there in the corner. What are you doing? That's me.
Drawing. That's what you're doing. But yeah, so this is the holiday episode. Episode 4. I can't believe we've already done 3 of these. This is our 4th one. But yeah, it's festive over here at TDM headquarters. We don't have a headquarters, but we got the tree up here in the living room. Got some lights hanging out. So it's the most wonderful time of the year, as they say. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. Let's go ahead and start with them shout outs. I'm gonna go ahead and start it off. So just want to give a shout out to Lone Star Massacre out of San Antonio, Texas. Hardcore band out of San Antonio, Texas. They just released a new single called Ghidorah. Me and Moses checked it out today on our lunch break, and it was pretty good.
Not bad. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, same. And looking forward to seeing them guys live January 18th at Vibes Underground in San Antonio for the Vernon of Persia EP release party. Shout out to those guys as well. Next up, I want to give a shout out to Kingside Records, a new label out of St. Augustine, Florida. They actually signed some bands here in Texas, 4 of them to be exact. 2 from San Antonio, Covina and Ammo for My Arsenal. And then October Roar from La Feria and Crankfish out of Dallas, which... Crankfish actually has a couple of guys from Drowning Pool in the band. So that's pretty cool. And, shout out to all them guys at Kingside. They're going to be coming to Austin, which we'll talk about at the end of the podcast. But, and then last but not least, shout out to my boy Santa Claus, man. Coming to town next Wednesday, next week. And, yeah, Merry Christmas. So, y'all got anything?
Shout out to Eric from Inbalance for hooking us up with the show. We were supposed to have a show at 523 Thompson with this kind of darker metalcore / sasscore band called Blind Tiger. And because the locations moved, they were left without a filler for that date. And I talked to their vocalist and convinced them to come play in San Antonio with us on the same date, just San Antonio. So shout out to Eric from Imbalance for booking it and getting it together and hosting us down there for the first time for our first out-of-town show.
So yeah. Shout out Belligerence. Oh, is that place at that Viva or whatever?
Viva Event Center.
Is that the new place you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have you been there?
I haven't been there. Okay. But I haven't seen a lot of people having shows there.
I've heard good things about it.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check it out. What about you, Moses?
Just want to shout out Rudolph, being the odd one out. Love you, boy. And then Megatron, the fearless leader of the Decepticons. He's my hero.
Hell yeah. He's your hero, Academia?
Yeah, he's my hero, Academia. Yeah. Shout out My Hero, that last episode, pretty dope.
Oh, man, I still got to catch up on that. I'm like...
Weebs.
Yeah, I'm like 4 episodes
all day,
left of season 2.
all day, every day.
Wee Weaves, freaking Moses over here with the manga. I said it right.
Thank you for saying it right. Appreciate that.
I used to say manga. I was one of those guys.
Yeah, you were.
Anyways, but yeah, shout out Rudolph and Decepticons. Decepticons over Autobots all day. That's just my opinion.
Shout out Katie. I love you.
She's never going to listen to this podcast. Probably not. Yeah.
But if she you does, said it. Who, yeah. Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, good save. Right. Good save. All right, let's go ahead and do this. Let's bust out our lists, man. And let's check them twice. Because we got top five albums of 2019 in our own right, in our own opinion. So I'm going to go ahead and pass this over to Moses. Go ahead and start us
Me
off.
First?
You first.
Ah, shit.
Let's go 5-1.
5-1. All right. And this is going to be a smile. First, this is a span all genres, just what I listened to this year. Number 5, because I'm a mainstream kid. Got to go with that Billie Eilish.
Ooh, Billie Eilish.
Don't make fun of her like that.
I'm not. Oh, it's Eilish?
Eilish, not eyelash. Get it right.
Eyelid. Jeez.
Oh, both of you. Billie Eilid.
Because I'm not a fan.
Yeah, right.
I just liked it. It was a good album. And it's catchy, man.
It is.
Real catchy.
I saw her at ACL. It was a decent show.
Oh, when she got her ring stolen?
Did she?
Yeah, no, some fan grabbed her hand and, like, pulled it off her hand.
Yeah.
Wow. And she was wearing a boot, and she was still going off. It was crazy. I was like, dang.
She's cool. And what else I got? Number 4. And you know, I'm a little Hot Topic course scene kid at heart.
My Chemical Romance.
No, Emotionless and White, their album Disguise. Oh. I really enjoyed it. It has catchy stuff. I sing along to it.
That's that throwback. I wish I would have saw them when they... At that Bullet show.
Yeah, I would have been when they were down San Antonio.
Bullet. No, here in Austin.
On the game. Was there really a Bullet? Oh, no. I also saw that. Yeah, there was them, Bullet, Lamb of God, and Slipknot.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
Yeah. I got there, Bullet, and Your Betrayal was on. I thought it was like on the intercom, like on the speaker. That's how real it sounded, but.
Then got Thank Gabe for my next one, getting me turned to Knock Loose.
Hey.
Different Shade of Blue. The album slapped so hard. I love it. It's like, every time I put it on, I just want to punch John in the face. It's so good. And then just Whitechapel, The Valley. It's because I was going through a pretty emotional time when that album came out, and it kind of helped me out a bit.
Real quick, with that album, so how would you compare it to other Whitechapel albums?
It's not from the previous one, it has some similar tones to it, but it's not like the Somatic Defilement. It's way different than that. That's just like straight deathcore. This has kind of that more,
like a softer element to it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I don't know. That was like was it Phil Bozeman who did some cleans on there, which is different for him from listening to that old stuff. But I still enjoy it. What is that? When the Demon Defiles a Witch, that song goes so good.
So good.
So good. Oh, what was I got? And then I got. Was it my last one already? Right.
Number one.
Of course, you know us guys here. You know, at least me and John.
Yeah.
We them Slipknot fans, so we are not your kind. It's gonna automatically be my number one for
all
the year.
Day. Yeah.
It's because I love Slipknot. Yes, Corey Taylor. If you need me, I'm yours. If you hear this, please.
If you need him as an administrative assistant, he means.
I will do anything for you.
I'll make your coffee in the morning.
But yeah, that's Moses' top 5 albums.
Hell yeah.
Of 2019.
I like it because it has a little bit of everything in there. You got your popular stuff, which I was trying to look back and see, like, you know, do I have any popular or like radio friendly albums that I want on my top 5, but I couldn't really think of none. Only in my songs, which we'll get to in a minute, but let's go ahead and hit up Gabe.
So my number 5 is probably going to be The Correlation Between Entry and Exit Wounds by CU Space Cowboy. It's a really relatively newer album, but I think they stress more of a sass core kind of sound in it. And not every one of their songs on that album is just like super panic chord metalcore the entire time. Mm-hmm. And there's like one song that's nothing but just like melody, and it's really like, it's heavy still, but it's like, I don't know, it's just beautiful, and it makes me think of my wife every time I hear it. So I just like,
dang,
I don't know, I love it. Next album is probably gonna be Inclinations When Fear Turns to Confidence. I love that song, or that whole album, just because I'm Straight Edge, and I don't know. I think that was probably like the best Straight Edge record put out this year. Next one. That's a really tough choice for me because I'm stuck between The Portrayal of Guilt, Suffering as a Gift, and The Broken and Refraction by Sanction. Because, like, I don't know, one's, like, super screamy, and it's only, like, it's a 12-track song, but it's only, like, 9 minutes and 45 seconds for the entire album.
Damn,
and then, like, heck? Yeah. And then, but, like, the Sanction album is just, like, I don't know, it's just sick.
Mm-hmm.
My number two is the Kublai Khan Absolute Vinyl.
Yeah.
Or not vinyl, but record.
Record, yeah.
That one's super, super sick. Like, I like it a lot. The only reason why it's not my number one is just because I feel so tacky for saying this, but, like, Knock Loose, just, I don't know, just that whole album, like, I can listen to it every day, and, like, if I have it loud enough or if I'm listening to it through headphones, I hear something different every time.
Mm.
And it's just, like, the small details in
right.
it. So, like, one day I'll just be listening, I'll just be hearing, like, the really raw vocals in, like, Brian Garris gasping for air between notes.
Mm.
And then the next day, like, you'll be able to hear the reverb on, like, the bass whenever he, like, whenever, I forgot what his name was, whenever the dude hits it, and, like, you can hear, like, the string kind of just, like, slap against the guitar
right.
itself.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, I just think it's really cool. The panic chords in it are awesome. It's a great metalcore revival album.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like you said, it gives that, it's almost like you're listening to it the first time, even though you're not, when you go back and listen to it and you hear those different elements that you might have not have caught before.
Oh,
know?
And the guest vocals on that album, insane. Oh my God.
What would
the
you
guest
say your
vocal.
Favorite guest vocals on the album would be?
The guy, I don't know which band he's in.
What's his name?
I'm going to have to look at his name. He's in, I want to say it's the dude from Straight from the Path, maybe? Keith Buckley from Forget Your Name. Just because his, like, his vocals are so fucking raw.
Yeah.
Like, in that track, that it's just, like, you hear his, like, throat, like,
mm-hmm.
wavering. Especially when he pushes his, like, brother-in-arms amputated. And it's just, like, no love lost. And you just hear, like, you just hear
yeah.
his throat just rattling, and
right.
it's just like, oh God,
you're
that's
like,
that's just like so emotional, and just you just want to headbutt something.
Yeah,
like,
you're like, punch a wall. But yeah, and that's what you got for your top five?
Yeah. Oh, so he's from...
Every Time I Die?
Yeah, he's from Every Time I Die. I thought he was... Okay, I feel kind of bad. Oh, there's several other groups he's been a part of, but...
Wait, he's a wrestler now, isn't he?
Keith Buckley?
I think so.
Pull it up, Jimmy. Keith.
Every Time I Die and The Damned Things.
Oh, wait, no, he's not. He's not, but a member of Every Time I Die is a wrestler in that AEW or whatever. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Yep.
That's it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. What about you, John John?
Well, I'm going to get ready for this one. So this one's kind of like out there. Kind of, but not really.
I mean, you're kind of out there, but we love that about you.
That's what makes you unique.
Exactly.
No. All right, so let's start at number five. I got Order in Decline by Sum 41. And before y'all say anything, Sum 41 brings that nostalgic feeling to me. I remember listening to Fat Lip or watching it on MTV when MTV was cool. And I got that album. And then the album after that, Does This Look Infected? And it kind of fell off, but this album, they stay true to their sound. A lot of pop punk bands, they kind of change direction and I guess make it more pop sounding, you know. But with Sum 41, they really kept it true to themselves and they didn't switch up. So it kind of brought back that feeling of listening to, Does This Look Infected or... their debut album, and yeah, it really brings you back. But
I think I've listened to Sum 41 since I was a teenager, so I didn't even know they had an album that dropped this year.
Yeah,
so I apologize, Sum 41.
It's all right, they still love you.
Thanks, Sum 41.
But it's crazy, the thing is, their drummer, He's like the original drummer they had. He's like, he hasn't been in the band for a while now, and he's like a real estate agent in Florida, which I think is crazy, but it's crazy how life does that to you.
Happens.
All right, number four, Absolute, Kubla Khan. Like Gabe was saying, the album just slaps. Them Texas boys really know how to lay it down.
It's all in the braids, man.
It's all in the braids. I know. If he ever cuts those, I'm sure his sound is going to change.
It's part of his spirit.
It is. It really is. Like, that's him. Without the braids, I don't know what he would be. And I'm sure Gabe can agree with us on that. What's his name? Matt Honeycutt. It's all in the braids. Number four, what for me, was Absolute.
Yeah.
And he was saying all his power is in the braids.
The way he like just like he bobs.
Yeah.
Like, and then you just see like the braids are just like,
yeah,
I don't know. They track the beat without beating the track the beat.
You exactly.
Know? It's just like, it's so ill. And like, everybody's always like, oh, Kubla Khan's just another generic Texas metalcore band. I'm like, no, they're hood as fuck without meaning to be hood. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I love the fuck out of that band. And I've talked to their vocalist a little bit recently, and he's super chill dude.
For real?
Yeah, I've been talking to him on social media, so.
Just, if he ever thinks about cutting his braids, don't let him.
Oh, dude, I'm growing braids.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm going to do braids just because of that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get that spirit. Y'all got to touch braids.
Like an avatar. Like the whole like braid button.
No, not like that. Because that way it's like they're sexualized. Having intercourse. Yeah, but you know, something similar, but not like that.
just touch the tips.
Yeah, just.
Braid Brothers.
Yeah, Braid Brothers.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that was number four. Number three, Nothing Left to Love by Counterparts. That
really?
Album slapped, yeah.
I did not expect that.
I know, and I don't think he did either. Yeah. I don't think he expected any of these except for the first two, my top two. But
yeah.
This album was, it was fluid throughout. It took you on a nice little ride. Like, it started out, you know, pretty aggressive, but towards the end, it kind of brings you back down. And the very final song, and then as the song progresses, you just start to build back up. And then it takes you back to the beginning again. You could just listen to it on repeat.
That's really cool.
Yeah, if you like think about it, and I don't know, I just really like that album, especially that last song. It's so heartfelt, so much emotion. Talking about Love Me When There's Nothing Else to Love, and
that's a good album.
I'm not gonna lie, like I don't like they're not my favorite band, mm-hmm. and I've seen them like two or three times now. And they just have such a great emotional stage presence. And I don't mean like in a like sad emotional way. It's just like everything their vocalist says is just like
from the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for when he monologues. That's annoying. Really, that dude can talk, but
I don't really like when people monologue like during shows. I'm like, all right, play the next song. Let's go.
That's kind of how Silent Planet songs are.
Oh, Silent Planet. Oh man. We'll get to them. Yeah, we'll get to them a different time.
But no, that album is really cool. I will agree with you on that. I didn't expect that. I didn't know you like Counterparts.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm not really like heavy into them, but whenever we were kind of going over it and I was listening to it, I was all like, I kind of dig this album. It's
really good. It's one of my honorable mentions. So.
Honorable mentions.
Yeah.
You got any other honorable mentions before I finish this off?
I had Kubla Khan on there.
So. Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I have one of your top twos in my honorable mentions. I don't want to say just yet.
Because I'm about to say it right now.
And I don't think you have As I Lay Dying.
No.
Honorable mention. It was a decent album.
Honorable mention for sure. But
that's a random band I found.
There's two bands that I'm going to be surprised if you don't mention one of them. But I'm going to let you finish first.
I'm probably going to mention it.
And then just one other honorable mention. One random band I just found on Spotify. They kind of remind me of that old, like, not scene core, but like the whole...
Attack.
Yeah, kind of that vibe.
Attack.
Yeah, I'm all core. Ocean Sleeper.
Oh wait.
Ocean Sleeper. I don't know. Their music's catchy to me. And
I got
started listening
to
them. They're pretty good.
What was that other band?
Also like Dead Throne. I found them this year. They're pretty good.
The one that has an X in the middle where the O is supposed to be. You showed me that.
Oh,
mural,
the one
like,
that kind of has a
like
almost
a,
like
almost,
a Kyle type
not,
sound.
Yeah, almost. But
I forgot their name.
Damn. But they're pretty good.
Yeah, those are my ones. Go to your top two.
All right. Number two. All right. This is so cliche of me. But we got Atonement from Killswitch Engage. Of course. That album just slapped. Like, okay. Killswitch always, they always come through, man. And the fact that Jesse and Howard going on a song together, that was just icing on the cake.
You talking about that? That's the song that y'all told me about, right? Jesse from Stick to Your Guns was in it.
No, that was Lionheart.
Oh, that was Lionheart. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Lionheart. That album was good.
Which is that part? That song with Jesse's part in that song, I like.
Which one? Lionheart. But yeah, no, just that song alone was put the icing on the cake for me.
The Signal Fire.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
It was a good song. I'm Broken Too, freaking killer song. I'm Broken Too
is probably my favorite on that.
I love that song. Jesse kills them vocals on there. And remember I asked you, I was like, is this the one that Howard's on? Because the second verse of it, he has that high note.
It kind of like reminds me of an upgraded version of, not like different meanings, but sound, what's that one from the two albums ago?
Wait, what?
There's another slow song. I forgot what song it's called.
The one where it's talking about
like with a video where it's the two brothers.
Always, yeah. I love that song.
That song makes me cry. It's a good song.
Always is a little bit slower than I'm Broken Too, but I see that same vibe. It's the same vibe. Next we got, or last but not least, and I'm sure y'all are gonna guess, and y'all probably saying it right now, but We Are Not Your Kind, Slipknot.
Why you gotta copy me, bro?
We didn't copy each other. We just love Slipknot.
Well, I think it's really cool how, like, between the three of us, there's such a wide variety. I mean, y'all had, like, similar albums for certain things, but I think it's really cool that there's, like, such a different variety between the three of us.
Right.
And, like, I don't know.
And that's what I like, because it's like certain people, or, you know, each of us kind of, like, are, how do you say, not dominant, but we each bring something to the table. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Gabe brings a lot of the hardcore element of bands that we might not have heard of, or we have, but, you know, kind of gets us more into it. And then same with us.
And I bring Gabe in the high school element.
Well, it's really cool because, like, I didn't really care for some of, like, the, like, stuff that I used to care about until, like, I started talking to you at these podcasts about, like, some of the stuff
bring
I used
back
to
listen to when I was younger.
I really was, like, I was excited, obviously, like, when the We Came As Romans anniversary tour got announced.
Get your ticket.
But, like, no, see, they just announced them, like, last week, and I gotta wait till I get my paycheck this weekend. I'm like, way more excited of it, just because, like, talking to you about it, I'm, like, so fucking pumped for it. Like, I cannot wait. I don't know if I want to do the Austin date and the Dallas date, or if I just want to do one of them. Because my wife wants to just do one, but I want to do two dates.
Gotcha.
So
that's going to be a good show.
Treat yourself.
As soon as I saw that one,
I already treated myself about that knife.
Oh, yeah. Dang. When's that coming in?
He finished it yesterday, I think. And then he's going to, like, make the holsters for him, or whatever, the sheaths for him.
So he makes a holster when you buy one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, that's worth it.
I think he's got to make the sheath for him, and then he'll be good to go. Dang. And each knife, another thing that was super crazy is that, like, he didn't make the same four knives. Out of this pair, like, they're all the same style, but each one is, like, significantly different than the other one.
Gotcha.
Like, one's a super standard one. One has, like, a twisted tail, and one has, like, a twisted body. Like, I don't know. It's cool. Anyway, back to the album thing.
That's lit.
Sorry.
No, you're good, man. But, yeah, We Are Not Your Kind, Slipknot. I'm a Slipknot stan. I love Slipknot. I always stand by them. It's just those two songs, or those two parts in the album. What's that song that you said was growing on you? I forgot what it was. The song that I hate, Spiders.
Spiders. Yeah.
I can't.
You still don't like it?
I still don't like it. But Nero Forte, after watching that video, I was like, all right, this song bangs.
Song's good.
Okay, never mind. This something came to my head.
No, you good. I'm almost done here. So, Nero Forte and then Red Flag. That song just
classic. Red Flag just has that classic Slipknot feel to it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I love most about it. Takes me back, man. Like, a lot of the stuff that I like or I lean towards always brings me back, just like, you know, this list almost. But yeah, that's what we got for albums 2019.
Who are your honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions, Lionheart.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was really good.
Yeah, Lionheart, that Vatican album slapped, and the As I Lay Dying. That As I Lay Dying is, I don't know, it just kind of not goes full circle, but seeing where Tim went and then he comes back and he's just like, he's back. You know what I'm saying? Not saying what he did was right or anything like that, but, you know, he's not bringing it back because the middle quarter's been back.
We had this discussion. Listen to episode one.
Yeah, we've had this discussion, so you know where I'm going with this, but
yeah.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, no, my honorable mentions. I totally forgot, but they Bring the Horizon album. Like,
oh, yeah.
So, like, that's my one kind of, like...
That came out this year?
Off the... Yeah. Yeah, it came out in, like, February?
It's up for a Grammy.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
And the music videos for it are so cool. Like, I'm so... Oh, like, yeah. It's not, like, the... I'm not gonna lie, it's not the best album ever, but, it, like, the music videos for it are so good.
Is that the one with Ford Fritiker?
Yeah, there's, like, the In the Dark music video. That's like, my favorite song on the whole album, but that's cool. The Left Behind, the new Left Behind album.
Yeah.
That's another honorable mention for me. And then I guess the Vatican album. That's another honorable mention, just because that one's just so, like, aggressive.
Yeah, it's super just, like, aggressive.
I'm just like, when I hear that, I'm just like, bloodlust. Yeah. You know, but yeah. What's your honorable mentions, Danny Bulbani?
Oh, I went over. I got the Killswitch, Azaldyne, Kubla Khan, Counterparts, Ocean Sleeper. Then hate me for this one, but Hollywood's Bleeding, Post Malone.
Oh, that guy's just
making money moves, so
I forgot about
he's everywhere. You can't go anywhere without
that's crazy.
I really like Post Malone's music. Like,
It's not your standard.
If I were gonna listen to, like, hip hop stuff, I would listen to Post Malone mainly. Like, I like everything he does. There's yet to be something that I'm like, that's absolute ass. Like,
yeah. You know? And the thing about the album is it doesn't stick to just, like, one style.
Yeah, this new album was, like, completely different from the last, and that one was completely different from the last one. Like,
exactly. And the thing is, the album, it has different styles that you can vibe with. So, like, some days you might like listening to, you know, rap or hip-hop. Other days you might want to listen to kind of like a poppy sound and, you know, kind of brings you up. And then that Ozzy...
Track with Ozzy.
That track with Ozzy is pretty solid.
I still haven't listened to it.
It's pretty good, man. Like... But the thing is...
Better than the new Ozzy itself.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, the new Ozzy isn't my cup of tea simply because... And I don't think it's his fault.
He's just old.
Well, not only that, but the producer that's producing the album is also playing guitar for him. And he's not even that good. Like, when I think of Ozzy and a guitar player, I always think of Zakk Wylde. Because that was, like, probably one of my favorite albums, The Osmosis, when Zakk Wylde was on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And that dude rips. But this dude on this album, I'm like, that's trash. So, but still love Ozzy, man. But yeah, what's it called? The song that Ozzy's on with Post Malone.
Does it Take What You Want From Me or something like that?
Yeah, Take What You Want From Me. It's pretty good. You should check it out.
Is there a music video for it?
There. I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe I don't think not. So. Yeah, no.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll throw it on there too. Yeah, Billie Eilish is another honorable mention.
Come on. Man.
whenever my wife is like, I don't want to listen to hardcore, I'll put on Billie Eilish, and she's like, I'm okay with this. So,
right, this works.
Speaking of people like doing stuff, did you see that freaking Mark Tremonti guitarist of the
decade? God, that dude rips. Freaking Mark Tremonti. Remember when we saw him?
Yeah, that was a good show.
That was a good show, dude. It was Alter Bridge, All That Remains, and Sons of Texas.
Yeah.
Who's your artist of the year? Is that something that we were going to cover? I don't remember.
We can cover that.
Artist or band of the year.
Go ahead.
No, you go. I want to hear yours first. I want to go last because, like, y'all already know my answer, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I do, but I don't. And y'all probably know my answer. And this was a tough decision, man.
Yeah.
Oh, our own personal or what Spotify says?
No.
Okay, so let me take that back. Artist, okay, who's your artist of the year and then who's your artist of the decade? That way we can really mix it up.
That's a good one. Okay. All right, artist of the year. I got to go for it. Slipknot. That's my artist of the year.
Okay.
They came and...
It's all I conquered.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Right on.
Artist of the decade. Let's do the year. I still gotta think of the decade.
Go ahead. Artist of the year. I'm gonna have to go Billie. Just like ever since I heard of her, like I follow her. Like I watch all her interviews and stuff. She's a cool kid.
Did you see her reject the backpack kid or whatever? That shit was so funny. He's like, hey, so our birthdays are 2 days apart. And then she read it and blocked him.
Yeah, she's hilarious. I love her.
Poor backpack kid.
She's doing big things. So she'd be my artist of the year for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
For artist of the decade, I'll wait till we all go around.
Yeah.
Because right. I agree with my Spotify choice.
For artist of the decade?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
My artist of the year is Antagonist AD.
Ooh, I was like, what was it? Kublai Khan. I was like, he's in.
Wait,
you said the year.
Yeah, for this year it's Antagonist AD. Last year it was D's Nuts, which I thought was kind of, yeah. I mean, it was because I listened to Kublai Khan as much as I listened to D's Nuts last year. But yeah, artist of this year is Antagonist AD. Do you?
Decade, I'm still looking.
You gotta go through your app. What about you, Danny Bulban? You know yours?
Yeah, artist of the decade. I wholeheartedly agree with my Spotify. 21 Pilots.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Since they put out their first record in 2009, this is literally almost 10 years.
I didn't know they've been around for
a while. Yeah, they have some cool stuff out there. Just like catch, like I just like them because it's like Sour Patch Kid, you know, sours. Like their lyrics are dark, but it sounds so upbeat and happy.
Yeah.
I really like that about them.
I haven't really noticed that about them until you said that. Now that I think about it. Wow.
Like the song Car Radio, God, that's the first song I heard by them. Like that song hit me so hard, like damn.
What is it about?
It's like literally about like this, it's just like metaphorically saying your car radio goes out, what do? You just sit there, you have to be alone with your thoughts. How does that make you feel?
Dang. That's intense.
Like that's how it's like it just like it beats up at the end. I was like, oh God. It's just like, it's emotional music. Right, like I really enjoy that. Like when Spotify said that, like I agree. Ever since I heard of them, like I haven't got to see them live, and I hear they put on an amazing live show. I had a ticket once, but then I couldn't go to an.
Isn't the new Bring Me the Horizon tour with them and Billie Eilish, isn't it with like 21 Pilots and Billie Eilish?
Is it? Because if it is,
I know Billie Eilish is on.
I may sell my soul to go to that show. But yeah, that'd be my artist of the decade.
Dang, mine's hard because like for. On Spotify, my artist of the year was Silverstein, which I love Silverstein. And then my decade was Slipknot, but it's like I hate picking the same thing twice, you know?
Well, just flip it then. Silverstein's your artist of the year, and then Slipknot's your one of the decade.
All right, so yeah, we'll just go with that. So Silverstein, I can't get enough of Silverstein. I mean, all their music slaps. And the only reason why they're my artist of the year is because I would listen to When Broken Is Easily Fixed, like, on repeat all the time. I love that album. Not only that, but, what is it? How the Wind Shifts or When the Wind Shifts with the little buffalo in front.
That's a good album.
That album's super good. And then the other one, is it called Rescue? The one that has Dancing on My Grave and...
that's kind of where I dropped off of them for a bit, so I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
After the wind shifts, whatever, that's kind of like the last album I actually heavy listened to them.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's a good album. And then Slipknot.
Just their song With Lights is an amazing song. It's one of my favorite songs ever. Have you heard the song? The End? Listen to it. If you love Lights, you're going to love that song.
So, that's what I was going to get at. Is that it turns out Lights has been my most listened to artist since I paid for my Spotify premium in 2013. So I've been listening to her since 2009, and for 3 years straight, or from 2013 to 2013, 2014, 2015, she was my top artist every year.
Mm-hmm.
Then 2016, 2017, 18, 19, like it started becoming like hardcore and metalcore stuff.
Right.
But yeah, for her to have the top artist for that many years in a row, I just thought that was crazy. So Lights is my artist of the decade just because like I remember hearing her for the first time in high school and being like, oh my God, like this is cool and she's really hot. And then because I went to one of her shows, I got into heavy music again because her photographer was like, hey, I need an assistant at this festival.
Oh yeah.
And then it just turned into a rabbit hole. So I just owe the last like 10 years of my life just based off of like, listening to a single artist. So I really...
That's pretty cool.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
So
that's respectable, man. And that wraps the decade, Dan. Any I ain't got no honorable mentions. Y'all have any honorable mentions? We came as Romans.
Yeah, I was going to say We Came as Romans was probably like my second most listened to artist for the decade, which I still vibe with them.
Planet Seas came out 2009, geez.
Yep. Dang. Some Zoomies Couch Tour 2011. That's the first time I saw that.
James EP came out in 2008, which was a good EP.
Mine's gotta be Killswitch then. It's like, I just keep picking the same shit, man. Like, come on, John. But, any honorable mentions for you?
For a decade? Moses?
For a decade, yeah.
For a decade, that's hard, man. Let's see.
Never mind, I was wrong. 2013 was My Chemical Romance. 2014 was Ellie Goulding.
Ooh.
2015 was Lights. 2016 was Lights. 2017 was Bring Me the Horizon. 2018 was D's Nuts. 2019 was Antagonist AD. And the artist of the decade goes to Lights. Yeah.
Dude, mine's all over the
place. What's your top genre?
My top genre?
Yeah.
I forgot what it has there, right? Is that still available on Spotify? Can you see all that?
Yeah.
Where do you go to see it?
Search. Exit that.
It's the little pillar one. Where it says, like, you were genre fluid, or okay. We're surprised you only listen to one thing, instead of saying you're a like, there's that meme going around being like, you're a failure, you only listen to one genre, and it's like otaku core or something like that, like anime, which is like anime openings.
Hey, I like those. I think I have that on mine.
Mine was alternative middle.
How many hours was your number one artist for this year?
Goddamn,
hours,
yeah.
I don't even remember what it was.
I think you still pulled up.
Yeah, I'll look here in a sec.
Mine was Slipknot. I listened to them for a total of 51 hours this year.
God,
wow.
Dog.
My top genre was copyright.
I only spent 14 hours listening to Silverstein, I guess.
My top genre was metallic hardcore, which is kind of, I don't know, which is, that's kind of broad. That's like such a broad, I think it's weird that they can separate straight edge from,
that's what I was going to say.
Like, they can separate straight edge from traditional hardcore, and they can separate metallic hardcore from hardcore, and they can separate melodic metalcore from metalcore. So, like, I don't know. I feel like metallic hardcore is such a broad stroke that it can cover so many different types of modern hardcore. Right. You know, I don't know.
I think my number one genre was metalcore.
Metalcore, of course. Yeah.
And then I have pop below that, which is surprising to me, but I guess with all the Billy I listen to, that makes sense.
All the Billy.
And I also got alternative metal, pop punk, and EDM.
What about your, since 2011 or whatever, the decade? I'll do mine while you're pulling that up, because mine's...
Genres or...
These top song, top artists.
Oh, that was...
All right, so 2011...
Mine doesn't go back to 2011.
Oh.
Did y'all get something random like podcast on yours?
Yeah.
My wife threw like podcasts on it, and mine was like about cults and serial killers, and I was like, oh my god.
Now joining them or nah, just kidding. No, but 2011 top song, Take One Last Breath by Abandon All Ships.
Oh.
And my top artist was August Burns Red.
That's not
bad. Yeah, I spent 23 hours listening to Antagonist AD this year.
Jeez, that's a lot.
51 hours.
That is so much.
That's like 20 days.
That's way more than 20 days.
It was like...
Or 51 hours?
51 hours. That's over 2 days.
Oh, yeah, that is. It's like...
But it's like...
But still,
I don't know. I was thinking the opposite. It was like over 20 days, but...
2013 top song, 25 Lighters by Zero. Top artist, Linkin
Zero,
Park.
You're so ghetto.
Yeah. Wait, why isn't it showing me that? 2011...
Don't worry, I'm kind of ashamed of my decade rap list.
Oh, here we go.
There's so many lists that Spotify put out this year. Like,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
For the top artist altogether for this year, it was Antagonist AD, Kublai Khan, Stick to Your Guns, Incendiary, and Sanction. So
that's almost about what you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, I really wish Incendiary would have dropped a new album this year. That would have been nuts. Because I got to see them this year, and that was like just, that was my wife's first hardcore show.
Incendiary?
Or like first... legitimate hardcore show, not a DIY one.
Gotcha.
And she was just so taken back by it because she'd never seen like that many people slam dancing at once, and like she'd never seen that many people like she'd never seen stage diving before. She'd seen like people crowd surf, but she'd never seen like
stage diving, people running up and
like back flipping and stuff. Yeah, she'd never seen that before. So
But yeah, 2014, man. Top song. She Used to Be Mine by Brooks and Dunn.
Hey, Brooks and Dunn is, that's like top prime country right there. Not.
2015, top song Canal Street by A$AP Rocky, top artist Slipknot. That's back to back. 2016, top song Starting Over.
Oh, that's a good song.
And top artist was Killswitch.
Of course.
2017, top song Black Rose by Volbeat and top artist Iron Maiden. Yeah. And then 2018, I hate this. Top song was Elevate by Drake.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Damn. Y'all could disown me. Y'all could disown me. Top artist was Killswitch. And then, yeah. So, Artist of the Decade, Slipknot.
You want to know what my 2013 top song was?
Let me guess. Is it a
February rock, year.
Is it like a rock metalcore song?
No.
Pop song?
No.
Country
rap
song?
Yeah, it's a rap song.
2013.
Yeah.
Drake?
No. I've always hated Drake. You're gonna be kind of surprised by this.
Lay it on us.
No Worries by Lil Wayne.
Ooh, Lil Wayne, no, like, you're okay.
Look in my face. I ain't got no worries.
You're okay. Lil Wayne's good on our own. Well, on my boat, but.
I guess mine have a good nick. My 2012 top song was It's Time by Imagine Dragons. And my top artist was Imagine Dragons. That was my first move into Austin. I was just trying to fit in, guys.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then it was 2014. Desde Que No Estás Aquí by Columbia Kings.
Oh my god.
Oh, I love this song. Paisa. Top artist was G-Eazy.
Wait, what is it?
Top artist 2014 was G-Eazy. And again in 2015.
Dang, you was hard in G-Eazy.
My 2015 song was I Just Want It All by Kid Ink.
I Just Want It All.
Yeah. I got a 2016 song was Time After Time. Cindy
Lauper. Yeah, that's a jam
top,
right there.
Top artist was the original Broadway cast of Hamilton.
Yo.
What?
Hate56 just announced who he's going to be filming this year for 2020. And January 14th, he's filming Antagonist AD. That's so sick. He's never recorded them before. And Antagonist AD's like sets that are all recorded are always like some really shitty like cell phone recording.
So he does like legit stuff.
Have you never seen Hate56?
Never seen Hate56.
He has the biggest catalog of metalcore and hardcore shows for like the last decade on YouTube, and it's like impeccable quality stuff too.
Shout out Hate56.
Yeah, Sonny from Hate56, pretty cool dude. He has really cool merch too.
What was it? 2017 was that Logic song with the phone number.
Ooh, that suicide prevention one. Yeah. That's a good song.
Though. Top artist for 2017 was Galantis. I was getting my EDM on, shaking my butt, you know, doing my thing. 2018, kind of shame this one. It's A Million Dreams, the song from The Greatest Showman, sang by Hugh Jackman.
Dude, I still have yet to see that movie.
That's a good song. I want
to see that movie.
Top artist was Bullet.
Of course.
And this year is just funny. Because there's like, your top played song was by this artist. You listened to zero of their albums. Because it was literally just a single. Then a remix of the single.
Slander.
Song, I don't even know the artist. The song's called Body. It was on TikTok. I got addicted to it.
TikTok.
But yeah, that's my stuff.
Hell yeah. And then let's go ahead and let's do these tracks, man. Y'all know your shout out or your standout tracks 2019?
Oh, yeah.
Does it have to be from 2019 or it can just be like whatever, song of the year?
Mine's from 2019, but you could do whatever, man.
Basically, whatever tracks are you bumping heavy this year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
Go ahead, Dan. Or Moses.
I have a few. I got some country on here. Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving. This reminds me of my dad. It makes me cry every single time I listen to it. It's a good song.
Oh, man.
You should listen to it.
I gotta check it out.
Then I was telling you all the last time, the Devil Wears Prada, Chemical, that song.
Oh, yeah.
That song's real good. I got some anime songs on here. Lisa, Gurenge. It's the OP for Demon Slayer. It's so good.
Is it good?
It's epic.
Is it better than that Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas song?
I think so.
Really?
Lisa, she's the one who sings Crossing Fields for Sword Art.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She's great. I got Rez Falling, that song she did with the vocalist from Under Oath. I got Amity Affliction. They had a single this year, All My Friends Are Dead.
They did?
Yeah.
What did I say whenever...
Push Me to the Edge?
I forgot how to pronounce it.
Oh, the Amidity of something like that?
The Amidity Affliction, yeah.
And then shout out to our boys out of New Braunfels. King Collapse, which is single payback.
Oh, that made the list?
I made my list.
Dang, that's solid right there.
Going to my roots, that homeboy Anuel with that reggaeton, that song China. It's good. Y'all probably don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't even know who that is.
But Z got me onto it. I was like, this is good.
Of course.
I have some hot girls in the music video, so I'm going to watch it.
And the song just
and makes you think about it. Oh, yeah, because it has Daddy Yankee in it, too.
Daddy Yankee.
So I was like, oh, that's my boy, Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Yankee.
Hey. Yes. But yeah, those are my tracks that I dug pretty heavy this year.
Hell yeah. I'll go ahead and go next. So these aren't in any particular order, but just songs from this year that I was bumping heavy. Blinded by SLA Dying.
Oh, I forgot. Baby Shark.
God damn it.
I know, right?
Well, almost got to hear it over. You gotta bring it up.
I know, I've totally forgot about that song. Next one, Unsainted by Slipknot. That's probably my favorite.
I think that was
track.
My most listened to song this year.
For real?
Yeah.
The Signal Fire from Killswitch. Again, that Howard Jesse combo. This one's gonna be like a big shocker to everybody, even you guys.
Britney Spears.
No. It's
Pamela Anderson.
No, it's Lose You to Love Me by Selena Gomez.
Really?
Yeah. Have y'all heard that song?
I don't think I know that song.
Dude, listen to that song. It's a good song. Like, y'all probably, yeah, I don't know if y'all like it, but it's like a slower one, and I don't know. It has a good
Is it on the Wizards of Waverly Place album?
Wizards of Waverly Place Revival? No, it's not. Anyways, no, but yeah. Some Selena Gomez. And then this one, shout out to them boys in the 254. The song called A Million Words by Carbon Copies. They're kind of like a pop rock kind of band, kind of like a cross between, well, no, probably like the 1975-ish, but not, I guess, a little bit harder. I don't know how to describe them. They're like pop rock, okay? Almost like electronic pop rock-ish. Just listen to the song. It's a pretty good song, though. A Million Words, Carbon Copies. But yeah, those are my standout tracks of this year. What about you, Gabe?
Biggest song of the year for me was, oh crap, that's a tough one. For anyone who hurts by Antagonist AD, that hit me the hardest just because like that whole song is just about living for a better tomorrow. Mm. And like the vocalist is like urging you, do not kill yourself. Like there will be a better, like everything will change, mm-hmm. you know, no matter what, like things get better. And if they don't, I'm sorry, but there's always the next day. And like that whole song just got me through like all the suicide shit and me like getting out of the army.
Dang.
And like all the deaths that I've had in this last like year and a half. Right. So yeah, I don't know. Like that was my top song. The next song is another Antagonist AD song. It's No Justice. And that song's just about, like, police brutality. Mm. And that just, oh. Like, yeah. It's just, like, I hear that and I want to go, like, throw a Molotov through a windshield. Like, like that song just makes me want to riot. Yeah. Next one is In the Walls by Knocked Loose. Wow. Just because, like, the panic chords in that are just so absurd. And then, like, the audio clips from it
mm-hmm.
about how at the end it's, like, the police or the neighbors reported a gunshot. And, like, the guy killed his wife who was pregnant.
Damn.
And then, like, his son came in to figure out what it was, shot him in the chest. Then he put his daughter in the bathtub and shot her in the stomach after convincing her it was all a game. When the police arrived, they found him in the driveway in his car listening to the radio. Like, that's, like, the last, like, 30 seconds of audio. And I just think that's so, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, stuff that actually happens.
Right.
And for them to just, like, throw it on a track and just be like, this is what domestic abuse can be.
That's crazy.
And I just blows my mind. Yeah. Next one's Left You Behind by Stick to Your Guns. It's not, like, a hard, it's they're a hardcore band, yes, but it's not like a hardcore song.
Mm.
It's just, I don't know, it's just about him coming, or the vocalist like coming to terms with like everything he's done in life and living with the decisions that he's made.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, it just kind of like, it kind of speaks to me because he's like talking about being young and like hitting the road for the first time with his band and taking a lot of risk and missing his family, like coming up and doing their own thing because he's out on the road.
Gotcha.
So that kind of hit me because, like, the whole army thing. Then my last song. Ooh, that's a tough one. Fuck it. I'll give it to Sanction. God, I can't even remember the name of the song now. Oh, Fixated Upon a Figure by Sanction. That is just, like...
banger.
Oh, my God. It's just, like, it's such a gory song. And then, like, the music video is them, like, chaining some dude up in a chair and, like, pulling his fingernails out and bashing his teeth in with, like, a hammer and all this. And then, like... choking him with a plastic bag as they dump gasoline on him.
What is it?
And, the end of the music video is them lighting him on fire and, like, walking away. And I'm just like, that's so, like, extremely...
I can't stop watching. What's the song called?
Fixated Upon a Figure.
There it is. I'm watching
that. Yeah. It's, like, that video... I was just like, oh my God, like this, because like I've never heard a band like that before, like that real chaotic dark metalcore, like I never heard anything like that before, and then they just randomly popped up on a hardcore playlist that gets generated like every 2 months on Spotify, and it was like top hardcore tracks, and those like that's how I found Antagonist AD, and then that song came up for Sanction, and I was like, yo, this band kind of sounds a little metal, like this is weird, but I like it a lot, and then I showed like. Some of my friends, they were super into hardcore punk, not hardcore, and they were like, oh my God, what is this?
What are you listening to? Get that away from me.
Also Harm's Way. That's another one. Harm's Way, Become a Machine. It's a really heavy track.
Harm's Way, shout out.
If you want a good playlist to follow on Spotify, Complete Chaos, that's a good playlist.
Yeah, that's the one. Complete Chaos, and then they're... what was their hardcore one called?
Also, another shout-out track. Working title, was it Grackle Gang by Belligerence?
Really? You listen to it?
Yeah, it's good, man.
You like that one a lot? That was actually an audition tape.
Really?
That was the audition tape that my two guitarists sent to me. And it was originally played in drop G, so it was even lower.
Damn.
And I was like, yeah, we're going to play in drop B just because it's like it blends better with my voice. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. But that was an audition track that they sent me. And then like we made very, very minor tweaks to it. Like that's pretty much still the original song that they sent me. And I just think that's so crazy because like when we played that over the weekend, I don't know, I did like the whole like crazy stage presence thing, like super suicidal, and I was like wrapping the cord around my neck and like I don't know. It was cool. And people were eating it up because like when I got off the like when the song like just cut at the end and like I was just like looking up like this with like the cord wrapped around my neck and I was on my knees. Everybody was just like their eyes were like what?
But that's what you need, though.
Yeah, and like I thought it was cool. Yeah. Like I don't know. So I'm really glad you like that track. I really appreciate that. So.
I mean, y'all just sound good in general. It's crazy. I was like, what the heck? When you showed us that first demo that y'all put together, I was like, wow,
dude. My voice sounds so much different the first demo to where it is now in just like a 4 month period. I want to re-record everything. So
aren't y'all going to or?
Yeah, we are. We're going to re-record the first three songs again. Mm. And then...
So when's this album dropping, Gabe? When's the EP dropping?
Probably early February. Because we were going to do late January, but there's another band that's coming in from out of town that's like, yo, we need to record. So we're going to do the recording with my guitarist, who has like a whole bunch of sound equipment, Nate. Mm. And then we're going to... do some recording with Abram from Insurgents and Purifier, their drummer. Nice. He has like this crazy ass sound setup in Leander. So we're gonna go record with him too. And then we got James from Insurgents doing guest vocals on a new song that's not released yet. And then River on the Grackle Gang song, River's gonna be doing guest vocals for that for the finalized version.
Hella dope.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be really cool.
It's like right around the corner, so
dang, y'all coming out swinging.
For real.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I think is really cool about this whole, like, process right now is that, like, I was just like, oh, why has nobody, like, said anything? We've released, like, four songs now and nobody said anything to us. And then, like, I posted a status. I was like, hey, we're looking for shows. Like, we have nothing planned for 2020. And I've gotten probably eight offers to play, like, actual venues in the last week. And then probably three or four for, like, DIY stuff. And
damn, that's good.
I'm want to lean more towards the DIY stuff because that's just like what I want to pay homage to, but at the same time venues pay. I don't know. That was another thing that was really crazy. We had the biggest turnout out of all the bands.
You did?
That night. Yeah. Nice. Which, like, for the first, like, 4 hours, there was absolutely nobody fucking there. Like, nobody showed up until we got on stage and were, like, setting up. And then, like, right as, like, we did our sound check, everybody rushed in. And it was really cool. We had 11 people say that they were there specifically for us. Nice. And then, like, the whole venue, including, like, the staff, came over and watched us.
Tight.
So I thought that was really cool that the whole staff was like, oh shit.
It was like, come and take it, right?
Yeah. So.
Dang, that's badass, dude.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm really excited for it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm definitely going to be putting myself on our next show. Like, I'm going to be putting my own band on the next show. Go we were ahead. Supposed to play the last one, and I feel really bad about it, but we weren't ready at the time, but now we are more than ready.
More than ready. Hell yeah. Dude. Don't kill yourself on stage, please.
Dude, I got something crazy planned for like my first DIY show. Semantics, and I'll tell you all about it later because I've only let a couple people know about it, and they're like, "Dude, that's nuts." So,
I can't wait to hear it. On that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up. We're I'm just gonna throw out a couple shows that are coming up to begin the new year. That Upon a Burning Body show is on Saturday. So if y'all aren't doing anything in San Antonio, go check it out. They got Upon a Burning Body. I believe Meridian's on that show. Yeah, Meridian.
Oh, yeah.
And some other bands too. So that show's going to be pretty sick at Paper Tiger. But to begin the new year, we got invited to go to Kingside Records 2020 Bash on January 4th. It's at Dirty Dog Bar. It's going to have Covina, October Roar, Crankfish, and then local support from Conning Soar and Cesora. So we're going to go out there, chill, get some interviews, talk to Kingside, and then talk to the band. So come through. And then the other one in January we have is we're going to be at the Vernon of Persia EP release party, January 18th at Vibes Underground. It's going to be Virgin in Persia, Meridian, Lone Star Massacre, Athanatos,
and
Whitechapel 2.
All right.
And some other bands, too. It's going to be a good-ass time. So, hell yeah, y'all come on out. Vibes Underground, San Antonio, January 18th. Vernon of Persia, EP release party. But, yeah, that's all I got.
For shows that you're looking up to?
Yeah, those are just ones that I wanted to mention because they're the ones that we're going to be going to.
Okay.
Any shows you got?
Yeah, the Body Snatcher Great American Ghost Show. That's going to be nuts.
Where's that at?
There's going to be one here in Austin at Come and Take It, and then the next day is at Tomcats West in Dallas, I think.
Tomcats in Dallas.
Another one that Spite tour that just got announced.
Oh yeah,
that one looks really cool. And like my wife just got me into Dealer, so like I honestly am more excited for Dealer than I am any other band on that thing.
Aren't they from overseas or something like that?
Yeah, they're from the UK.
Yeah.
That
UK hardcore.
Yeah, then Portrayal of Guilt's doing a run through here with.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but they're doing a run through here, and which is another thing that's really big because like. Portrayal of Guilt doesn't get to play in Austin a lot, so if you get the opportunity to see them in Austin, like, I'm gonna drag one or both of y'all with me the next time Portrayal of Guilt plays, just because, like, how they sound on record and how they sound live is just, like, it's very similar, but it's just, like, it's so emotionally, like, raw and moving that when you see it, you're just, like, taken back by it.
For real?
Yeah. It's just chaos. Shoot, chaos.
That's all you had to say. While you're doing that, Prosto, shout out Disowned. We just interviewed them. They got a West Coast tour next year.
Yo, that band's sick.
Dude, they kill, man.
I didn't really, like, I knew who they were, and I listened to them before, but, right. Like, after that interview, and, like, you highlighted specific songs in that interview, I was just like, yo, I'm gonna go listen to this band.
Oh,
like,
so you went to that YouTube channel or whatever?
Yeah, and, like, I re-listened to some of their stuff, and I was like, god damn, this band's good. Yeah. Like, so
shout out those guys. They're gonna be in Odessa. I know you Odessa folks. They're going to be at Cactus House. I know y'all be chilling at Cactus House all the time, so y'all go show some support for the homies. And then they're going to be in – that's on January 4th. And they're going to be in Dallas on the 17th at Three Links, and then Austin on the 18th for Crudo Fest. What was it, like the 16th one? 14th or
16th? Something like that. It's been on for a bit.
Yeah, so January 18th, so y'all come on out. Welcome them. Welcome the homies back from tour, and let's have a good time. Go ahead.
Then IAM's doing a show at JJ's Pizza in
Dallas.
Denton, or like Denton, Dallas. Yeah. So yeah, it's IAM, Unity TX, Facing Worlds, Omen, Ballista, and Fist of Fury, which is going to be like...
You going to go?
Yeah. I mean, it's a Monday, but...
I don't have a job now, so
like, I'm definitely going to go.
Wait, when is that?
That's December 30th.
Oh, damn. That's like 2 weeks.
I'll be out of town.
Yeah, but that's going to be nuts because, like, IAM hasn't played Dallas in a long time. Mm-hmm. And for it to be at JJ's Pizza, like, that's going to be...
Is that a pretty cool spot?
It's a little smaller, but yeah, it's a cool spot.
JJ's. Shout out JJ's Pizza in Denton.
And Killer's Tacos in Denton.
They hold shows, too?
Yeah. That's, like, the best shows I've been to in Dallas have been at Killer's Tacos.
For real?
Yeah.
Do they got killer tacos?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, they have like a real crazy variety there too.
For real?
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. But yeah, anything you want to touch on, Moses, before we wrap this up?
It's 2020. Be on the lookout. Merchandise coming at you soon.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I got a lead on the merchandise.
You do?
From Rafe from Insurgents told me. I think it's like AMM Printing or something like that. It's who Insurgents goes through for all their printing.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and they're here in South Austin, so it's not a pain in the ass to go through. And it's all ran by like a whole bunch of metalheads and hardcore kids.
For real?
Yeah. So
say less.
Yeah. And they do really top quality stuff, and they're not like one of those companies that only has like three different styles of shirts to pick from. Like they have comfort colors, they have all this other stuff. So if I can get a Devil's Mike shirt in comfort colors,
say less. Yeah, so y'all be on the lookout. 2020 it's coming up. We're making the come up. Hopefully we get a show put together by March. But we'll keep you guys posted on social media. Again, go ahead and give us a follow at The Devil's Mic on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go check out these interviews and bands we've interviewed. And that's all I got for today. Follow us on our personal pages. Mine no longer at Johnny's X. Rest in peace. It's at Zapata Official.
Died?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, cool.
Shut up.
He killed himself to become the man that he is now.
Yeah. Hey. I rose from ashes like a phoenix. Nah, just kidding. But yeah, you want to put your...
Just Gabe X Walker on Facebook. Gabe1722 on Twitter. I'm still getting used to the Instagram.
The Instagrams.
Gabe Walker 1722 on Instagram. So,
just Moses Chestnut on Twitter and Insta. If you want to follow me personally on Facebook, it's just Danny Sanchez. But don't do that because I don't use it.
Yeah, he don't.
It took you like 3 months to add me.
I just only thing that's for is for my mom to tag me in random stuff. So
I miss you, man.
I love you, Mom, but stop.
Why stop? You don't even get on, so.
True. I still get the notifications and it bugs me.
Oh, gotcha. Keep doing it.
Ah, that's smart.
Oh, nice.
I can do that.
But yeah, keep tagging them. And yeah.
Happy holidays, world. Happy holidays, stay safe. Man.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy holidays.
Have a great new year.
Yeah, have a happy new year.
Be safe, be smart. Don't do anything that will put your life or others in danger.
What Gabe said. That's a big point.
Be cheerful responsibly.
Yes. Yeah, especially. I know it's Christmas and a lot of y'all are going to be smoking some Christmas trees. So
the devil's lettuce.
You can smoke a Christmas tree.
You can smoke Christmas trees.
But yeah, so y'all be safe. On that note, that's all we got for today's episode. Be on the lookout. And we'll catch you guys next time. And remember, stay metal as fuck.
Papa's chicken Sammy time.
Ooh.